Nat Metcalf here. Online at flyhawk.com, you can find the full range of their netball products, including hoodies, leggings, netballs, and so much more. There are even kit packages that suit everyone. They are available in UK sizes 4 to 24 and also in different lengths too. Plus, we can even send you a sample pack for a returnable fee to try some of the range. Get yours now.
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's Andy. Welcome to the Netball Show with Flyhawk. Did this just happen?
What do they do here? It's a minute to play. Do they hit the post or do they play smart netball and possession netball? Intriguing stuff here. Helen Housby says, let's go straight to the post. Cardwell takes the shot. Still England by one, 44 seconds.
Oh, there's time here for Australia to get this ball down, but they need to be careful. They need to be clinical. Continue with those angles. England, don't get out of play. Keep the pressure building and then go for those big, clean intercepts. Right there, Fran Williams, coming round.
25 seconds. Possibly a score to draw it here for Australia. Oh, the wayward ball for England. Folks, you're about to stare down the barrel of history.
Fran Williams, her hand came in. She ran through.
Clark, the penalty set. 10 seconds on the clock. It's England by a goal. Never have they beaten Australia at a Netball World Cup in 13 attempts. And they are just about to. Possession will be the game. The England Roses fight their way back. And they victory over Australia.
Wow, wow, wow.
Commentary from Gordy and Pam Cookie as well. And afterwards, Pam spoke to Jess.
What a day to be English. For the first time in Netball World Cup history, the England Roses have beaten the Australian Diamonds. Jess Thelby, you must be so proud of your team.
I am very, very proud. I'm a bit of a muted like proud because I know that there's work still to be done, but it is really important. We speak about like celebrating moments, and this is certainly a moment. And I think the thing I'm most pleased and proud of is to lead from the front in that opening quarter, to have to come back from eight down, but then to also weather the storm in that final quarter and get over the line. It tells me a lot about where the group are mentally, and I think that's most probably been the biggest journey that we've needed to go on so that we learn how to close these games out, because netball wise the girls are more than capable. So I think it's reassuring and a great sign, because we're going to need that in the semi-finals.
Well, you played all 12 on the court at different times, but those changes really came at impactful times and the players stood up for you.
Yeah, look, we've obviously been rolling different combos out in the opening five games. That hasn't simply been about rest, and I think today proves that we've got trust in people to come on and do a slightly different job to as they swap bibs with their teammates. I think, you know, examples where Layla's really like wearing teams down and then being able to put Fumi out on court and hopefully play to her strengths affords us a chance to switch things up in attack. And ultimately, you know, we're not a team that have got a seven, and I also don't think we're a team that could most probably see the best teams out at their best with only seven, and I do trust in the 12, so it's great to have that tactical difference on the bench. As you'd expect at this level, we need to prepare for everyone. We don't have a preference. You know, if you want to be world champions, you've got to be able to deal to any team, so we look forward to seeing who that is.
If you want to watch any of the Netball World Cup games, look across all of Sky Sports channels, but remember that semi-final is on Saturday. And then the final comes our way on Sunday.
Sky is showing all of the Netball World Cup, and it's even got its own section as part of the sport guide.
Hi, I'm Juva Mentor, and you're listening to the Netball Show.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. The England Netball Executive Lead for Netball Her is Kelly Gordon. And Kelly, great to have you back on the podcast.
Thanks for having us back, Ken.
First, we're both in really great mood as we've just seen Absolutely. England beat Australia by one. I've still got a smile in my voice. What about you?
I know. It's the same. My nerves are absolutely shot. We've actually had a bit of a watch party, breakfast watch party at England Netball offices. So there's been a few of us shouting at the screens, what a game, and absolute, you know, confidence build for the girls going into the weekend. So yeah, absolutely amazing. And of course for me, more bras. So we're going to talk about that, aren't we, Andy? But yeah, big result all round.
Fantastic. And Paul maybe doesn't realise that yet, but that yes on the full-time whistle will be down in Netball World Cup history on videos. So that's good. And the good thing is as well, maybe not just the Roses, but Wales and Scotland under Tamsin as well, really making signs of improvement on the international stage.
Yeah, absolutely. Great for home nations, isn't it, to get some strong play. So all positive all round.
Let's have a look now at the new collaboration between England Netball and Nike that will see both parties get involved in a really fantastic initiative. So tell me a bit more about the idea.
As we were building towards the World Cup, we were talking to Nike around how they could further support us with Netball Her. And the initiative we've come up with is around Nike supporting England Netball to pledge a sports bra to teenage girls for every goal that's scored by the Roses throughout the World Cup campaign. So what that means is basically every teenage girl, for every goal that's scored, a teenage girl receives a bra, but the really important bit, a Nike bra, but the really important bit is that they have the education with that as well. So education around why it's so important to have to wear a sports bra, why it's so important to wear a correctly fitted sports bra, and then how they go about then receiving their new bra. So that's what the campaign is, heavily supported by Nike. They've been absolutely fabulous, and they're also very keen for it not just to be a one-off campaign. They'd like to continue to support us post World Cup.
Very much the healthier, happier, and more informed Netball family, really, isn't it?
That's it. Yeah. I mean, I think one of the things that really drove us to focus particularly on the sports bra side of things was, I guess, two key points, really. One, 81% of teenage girls state that breast issues are a barrier to doing exercise. And, you know, that's really is something simple that we should be able to solve, and it shouldn't be a barrier to teenage girls playing sport. There's lots of other things that can get in the way for teenage girls playing sports, and breast issues should not be one of them. So we were really keen to try and put something in place that helps educate teenage girls and help support teenage girls. So for us, there's a big education piece to help prevent that drop off. And the other side of things, which Ellie Caldwell is a massive on promoting, is the importance of wearing a well-fitted sports bra. And actually, a well-fitted sports bra, believe it or not, can help improve performance by 4%. By restricting the breast movement when you're playing, does actually have performance benefits. And from a performance end, you know, let's take every gain. So there's really strong reasons why we want to get behind and educate women and girls to wear sports bras, and most importantly, wear well-fitted sports bras.
On the bottom. Paige, you were good. I'm waiting for you to be great. And next, Kendall. You didn't stick out to me. Next is Brooke. Next, Nia. You're third on the pyramid. You were third overall high score. And Mackenzie. And on top of the pyramid, going 3 for 3, once again, is Maddie.
You mentioned her there, Elle, obviously being a huge champion for this. Fran also, yeah. Fran Williams. It's just about that importance, and obviously highlighting that research that went into things, that makes it less taboo. So what did some of the actual research show?
I mean, I guess those two points, really, that the breast issues is a barrier to teenage girls playing sport. And, you know, if you're playing sport and you've got, you know, whatever size you are, if you're getting a lot of movement, it just becomes it becomes uncomfortable. And actually, that's a reason not that teenage girls are choosing not to play sport. And that should not be a reason not to play sport. So there's that side. And then, as I say, there's the performance side as well, in terms of, you know, if we can improve our performance by 4% by wearing a well-fitted sports bra, why wouldn't we? And actually, as part of the Nike campaign, we brought together all of the Roses on one day in Nottingham. And we also invited some teenage girls, and we linked with Portsmouth University, and they did a full education session with the Roses and also with the teenage girls in the afternoon around the importance of wearing a sports bra, and talked to them about the performance gain, talked to them about the breast issues that women and girls can have if they don't wear the correct sports bra. And then they went into a session around how to fit a sports bra correctly. And then at the end of the day, all the Roses then left with a personally fitted sports bra, and then similarly with the teenage girls, they also all left with a sports bra. So it's not just it's the research side, but it's also then having that practical, how do you actually fit a sports bra, and how can you do that yourself at home, which is really important, particularly for teenage girls. You know, lots of teenage girls wouldn't really want to go into Marks and Spencer's, where a lot of us go and get our bras measured. There are other places you can go, but teenage girls might not feel comfortable going to do that. So, you can do your bra fitting at home And make sure that you've got the right size to be able to then go and select the bra that's right for you. And on the Netball Her website, there is a page specifically on bra and kit, and there's a specific video and also a little infographic that shows you how to fit a sports bra.
And so kit is just part of the ever-growing Netball Her website. Have you found that? And obviously that demand in the first couple of months since launching.
It's been amazing, Andy. It really has. And it's just been so far reaching as well. You know, some of the stories that we're getting from people going onto the website, accessing the information, taking that back to their club environment. Or we've had lovely stories of walking netballers back to netballers using some of the pelvic floor exercises, for example, in their sessions. And lots of court short kits are popping up all over the country. So that's people putting sanitary products, etc., in kit bags and in different facilities. So very much been well used by the netball family. But what we're also finding, which is really interesting, is a lot of other sports are coming to us saying, oh, wow, you know, this is an amazing resource. We'd really like to do something like this for our sport, and sort of getting our learnings, if you like, on how they could go about doing something like this. So I guess it's had that knock-on effect as well. Like I said to you last time on the show, we, England Netball and netball as a sport, should be the sport that's leading the way in changing the system for women and girls. And you know, what we want to do is also work with other sports to change the system for women and girls, because a lot of the things that we're saying and we're putting in place are just trying to reduce those barriers, and also, as you alluded to, just reduce the taboos. So it's not just if you like the website and accessing the resources, which has been amazing. It's also that knock-on effect with it outside of netball that's been incredible.
At the end of this, we're easily going to be looking on 250 plus sports bras.
We're on live update after our sixth game. We're on 431 bras, teenage girls. And if we go with the fact we've got two more games to go, we are looking at well over 500 sports bras for teenage girls.
And just, they're really going to make that difference?
Yeah, hugely. And it's not, you know, as I said, it's not just Nike saying we're going to give away 500 sports bras. It's what comes with that is the education piece. So all the social media coverage that this campaign's getting is the message around it's really important to wear a well-fitted sports bra. And just the fact that we're, you know, that Nike are pledging 500 is amazing for those 500 teenage girls. Of course it is. But actually what happens then is that we start the conversation, start the education around the importance of wearing a correctly fitted sports bra. And with that comes more people going on the Netball Her website and downloading the resources. So it's that ripple effect, isn't it? What I should have said at the start is that those sports bras that we give to those teenage girls, they're going to go to the teenage girls who are at the clubs that the Roses originally started at. So the Roses are going to get involved in going and talking to the clubs that receive the bras and being part of the sort of the PR around that when they get back from the game. So it's really lovely that the Roses can see that they're also giving something back. And I spoke to them before the games, and Paul Dring actually was just really excited by the fact that it's just something, you know, they don't need any more to keep getting going on court and perform like they are. But it's just that little other thing to know that every single goal they score, they're giving away a sports bra to a teenage girl. So yeah, it's just the ripple effect of it all, which is just incredible.
It's great that Nike are involved. Kelly, just remind us again of the Netball Her website for those who haven't been there yet.
So simple, netballher.co.uk. There's a range of female health topics on there covering all life stages from puberty through to menopause. And then there's on this topic, there's a specific tab on there that's bras and kit. And as I say, if you go on to the first two tiles, it talks about the importance of wearing a sports bra, and then it shows you an infographic and a video on how to fit your own sports bra at home.
Excellent. Kelly, thanks again for your time.
Brilliant. Thanks, Andy. Thanks for having me.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky HD, Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcast rail.